The U.S. economy added 217,000 jobs last month. That number comes from the government's monthly jobs report, which came out this week. It puts the number of people employed in America officially back to where it was at its peak in January 2008. Despite that good news, many continue to struggle, especially the long-term unemployed. The extended unemployment benefits program, designed to help them, expired more than 5 months ago. And as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, political interest in renewing those benefits has waned.
In March, the Senate passed a bipartisan bill to temporarily extend unemployment benefits while a longer-term deal could be worked out. Had it become law, that temporary extension would have run out last weekend. But it never did become law, not even close. The Senate bill arrived in the House of Representatives with a thud.
We don't see a light at the end of the tunnel at this point.
Nevada Senator Dean Heller is a Republican and co-author of the Senate bill. His state has one of the worst unemployment rates in the country, and he says he continues to hear from constituents on this issue all the time. Now he's looking for a new vehicle for an unemployment extension. But truth be told, there's not much momentum for it.
I think we'd still have the votes. We'd still be able to push it here on the Senate side, but without any show of interest on the House side, it makes it very difficult to convince somebody to continue to go through this exercise.
Over on the House side, members of Heller's party have shown little urgency. Many have argued an extension of benefits is unnecessary because the economy is improving and the unemployment rate is coming down. And now, because it's been so long since the benefits expired. A spokesman for John Boehner says the speaker's position hasn't changed since December. Louisiana Republican Congressman Charles Bustani sums up that position.
And it would have to be offset, but it would also have to be linked to pro-growth policies. Just simply to extend emergency unemployment benefits without taking substantive steps to move the economy forward really doesn't make sense.
This issue that was a front and center Washington preoccupation earlier this year has quietly faded away with little more than a whimper. But Christine Owens of the National Employment Law Project says it is still front and center for those who have been out of work longer than 6 months.
The situation could hardly be much worse for them.
Although the national unemployment rate is much improved, there are pockets in states like Nevada, Rhode Island, and Michigan where the labor market is still awful. The average duration of unemployment in this country, now years after the end of the Great Recession, is around 8 months. State benefits cut off at 6 months or sooner. And Owens says for the long-term unemployed, the situation is dire.
They are absolutely depleting savings, losing their homes, not being able to access medical care they may need.
Advocates say they haven't given up. The White House says the president hasn't given up. Senator Heller and others in Congress pushing for the unemployment extension say they haven't given up either. But looking at Facebook pages set up to rally for an extension, it seems many of those searching for work and hoping for benefits have given up. The comments are getting increasingly dispirited. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Thank you.